setting the bar, Kelly, is...
That's an example of what not to do.
Look, what happens when you run out of the one thing you're supposed to have?
Oh, man, people are going to be mad.
I guess. Or not. If you can manage to make it through the day without drinking so much that you cause a city to run out of beer, then you're doing okay. Of course, I'm talking about last week when Scottish soccer enthusiasts descended on Boston to watch their Scottish national team participate in the FIFA World Cup.
Boston did not have enough.
And literally drank Boston dry.
Beer, the Scots fans just drunk the place dry.
If your favorite beer is missing from a tap...
We've never seen anything like it.
There's a decent chance Scotland had something to do with it.
Oopsies. Oopsies, blame Scotland. Great Scott!
Yeah, they literally... I mean, and by the way, I have enjoyed immensely the amount of people who have showered love upon the Scottish fans who have come across. They're like, please come back whenever. They clean up after themselves.
Yes.
And they're rowdy yet fun.
Yes.
In a fun way.
They're not rowdy and destructive.
No, they're rowdy and fun. Yes, they're rowdy fun.
Which, just in general, all of the international friends who have come they love this country. If you are one that's just like, this America sucks, then you need to pay attention to all the people who don't live here that come in here and love it.
Yeah,
and get their perspective.
There have definitely been, I have definitely enjoyed seeing
there's so much patriotism.
Foreign guests that have come in and enjoyed, but
from all over the world, they're like, America's great.
The Scots that have invaded Boston, Boston's like, please come back whenever. And then
that's great.
Of course, then their team moved down to Miami and played some games in Miami. So all of the Scotland Brigade, they descended upon Miami.
And you better be ready.
The thing that I saw that I thought was funny was like, the Scots are gonna have their minds blown, realizing that yes, this is the same country, because the differences between Miami and Boston are going to be like night and day.
Oh, of course,
right. But it's so funny because Boston literally ran out of beer, and they had to get emergency supplies
That's
of beer
hysterical.
Shipped in because the Scots were drinking all the beer.
That's so great.
Yeah, that is fun. So again, it's like, hey, you had one job, and that's just stock up. And you know, to be fair to the bars in Boston, they probably didn't know.
They
probably didn't know. How are they going to know?
They couldn't know. It's so great, but now they know.
So again, if you can manage to make it through the day without drinking so much, you cause the city to run out of beer. Or maybe it's if you can make it through the day without not preparing well enough and not having enough beer for the rowdy Scots that come into your city, then you're doing okay.
But you know what? Can't place too much blame, because how could they know?
How could they know?
How could they know?
Yeah. That is your Setting the Bar story on 99.7 DJX.